Welcome to Mad Tech Daily, your source for the latest in media and ad tech news. I'm your host, Dot, and today we're diving into some exciting developments in the industry. Fox Corporation has announced that their upcoming streaming service will be called Fox One, with plans to launch just in time for the NFL season. CEO Lachlan Murdoch has made it clear that this new service won't undercut their existing wholesale rates, keeping pricing healthy and in line with traditional distributor agreements. Industry analysts are predicting a strong start for Fox One. Paolo Pescatore from PP Foresight believes the NFL connection will drive early adoption, regardless of price point, though he does raise an interesting question about market saturation. Just how many standalone streaming services can the market ultimately support? In other tech news, Google appears to be testing something rather interesting. The iconic I'm Feeling Lucky button that's been a staple of Google's homepage for years might soon be replaced with an AI mode button. This new feature would connect users directly to Google's generative AI search capabilities, which offer conversational responses alongside traditional search results. While this redesign is still in the testing phase, the timing is particularly noteworthy as it comes just ahead of the Google I/O Developer Conference. Finally, some positive economic news from the advertising sector. According to the latest advertising pays report from Credos, advertising is becoming increasingly vital to the UK economy. UK ad spend reached an impressive £66.6 billion in 2024, helping to drive business growth across 3.5 million companies. The sector now supports a remarkable 1.7 million jobs, which represents about 5% of total UK employment. It also contributed £109 billion in gross value added to the economy last year. That's 4% of the UK's total GVA. These numbers really highlight the growing significance of advertising in our increasingly tech-driven world. That's all for today's Mad Tech Daily. I'm Dot, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you tomorrow with more updates from the ever-evolving world of media and technology.